number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, what? Tony. Tony. Tony.
Hold on. I gotta.
You're right.
I gotta fucking put a guy in timeout. Nikki Skates is in the back.
How we doing?
Why? And back from his trip, Emmett, Otter, Stephen McMahon. Welcome back, Mitt.
Welcome back, Mitt. Thank you, boys.
Not sure if you saw, though, Foxy went on a heater while you were gone.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully we could get maybe Foxy in here, see if he's got a pick or not. He lost on Friday, so the undefeated streak was over, but he did win with Northwestern on Saturday. So
it was nice of him to let us win a few, though. Yeah,
it was nice of him. Nice of him to let us win a few. We didn't win any same game parlays, even though two of the four probably should have won.
It was always fucking Mitchell anytime.
And
it was always Debo. It's always alt Debo rushing instead of alt receiving.
They wouldn't let me do my Zeke under.
Yeah, I wanted Mahomes rushing in there, but the props weren't posted yet.
Which one? Both of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Should have just, you know what we should have done? Fucking just Niners money line, Debo Mitchell touchdown.
I was thinking about that. The money line should have been the thing.
I think I was confident. I mean, that was frustrated because it played out exactly how I thought it was going to play out. Chiefs were going to go up early, got a couple garbage time yards for Youth and DJ, but DJ dropping that ball early.
A third round. I know you're a Cowboys fan, Mitt, but I don't know how there was ever a thought that the Niners weren't going to win that football game.
Can't stop the run all fucking year. Play a team that would just run it right down your throat. Yeah. You're going to lose.
Yeah.
It was the gift of the weekend. Maybe the gift of the playoffs.
Cowboys defense is good when they're turning the ball over.
And Jimmy did try and give it back.
All right. Yeah. So today, obviously, we have the final wild card game tonight. Hopefully, it's a good one. And we will recap the weekend that was. I did see that you did put out your college basketball plays on Saturday.
Yep, 16-15-1. Another absolute sweat for even Steven two weekends in a row.
The fact that you're sweating those while wild card weekend's going on, footy.
There's no need for it. Footy. Saturday was good, 6-1-1 footy.
That's pretty fucking good.
Should have been 7-1, but Philippe Coutinho showed up like we thought he would and fucking came on. Assist and a goal in 10 minutes against United. I mean,
Coutinho. That was your worry.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Philippe Coutinho.
Stevie G and Coutinho on the field. Not on the field, obviously, Gerard's coaching, but it just feels right.
You had a good NHL night on Friday, right?
Yeah, it was Friday night, and then I kind of I put hockey on the back burner for this weekend.
Which is fine.
You know, and I don't love doing that, but I just wanted to be fully focused on the same game parlay holiday weekend, and it was good. It was a good time. Now I'm back, though. I got some games for tonight on the ice to pick.
Cougars are back. Won yesterday.
I thought you
said
they were dead. You tweeted they were dead.
They died Saturday. They came back to life yesterday.
Okay.
Won in Carolina.
Also, there's been sports going on today. Happy MLK Day. NBA's been going all day today. What
the fuck did Illinois lose to Purdue?
NCAA basketball. Purdue's got a good ball team, don't they?
I ain't drinking.
You're not a believer? Rate. Okay.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Do you have college basketball tonight?
Yes, I have a plethora of college basketball
tonight. He's got a plethora of college basketball tonight.
We need a night here. We've been treading water, it feels like.
Do you got an NHL tonight?
I got three games in it.
Beautiful.
What's the slate?
Man, are you going to make a fucking pick tonight, dude?
Yeah, dude. What do you mean?
I'm just making sure, buddy. Just making sure.
Oh, we got puck going right now.
Yeah, there's a couple games that dropped the puck in like 5-10 minutes. I didn't pick those, so
they're dropping in 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, there's one starting at 5.
Colorado's already up 2-0.
Let's take a look at it.
The Wild dead.
We can do it live.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do it live.
Well, there's a big slow haul.
4 o'clock start. We got two of the top teams in the league.
You want to talk about
Coyotes and Canadiens?
You want to talk about a nightcap? Oof. It's going to be a late one tonight.
Boys. I don't think you should bet on the Coyotes and Canadiens.
Thank you, Diggs. Be responsible. I will not be touching the Coyotes and Canadiens.
I don't think you should bet on that game.
I would No, not.
I'm also going to stay away from the Kings and Sharks because the Sharks just bite me in the ass.
Sharks beat you in the ass.
Kings are hot too. Huh?
Kings are hot. Second best team in the Pacific right now, right behind the Vegas Golden Knights, who take on the Penguins tonight at 10 p.m. Another game I won't be touching.
All right, we're going to stay away from those two games starting at 4 o'clock.
We're not
glad we did that live.
Not taking the Guinos tonight.
Glad we fucking did that live, dude.
Worked out beautifully.
Okay. I love this shit. This weekend, first game, Bengals were 5, 4, 6 point favorites going in. They went up early. They got the sack fumble. They stayed up early. They kicked a lot of field goals there that Raiders held in field goals where if touchdowns were scored, that game could have also been a blowout too. Obviously, it was close late.
The back door was wide the fuck
open. Oh, the back door was very, 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 very wide open.
Did you think of, I didn't think of it really at the time. Did you think you needed to spike it there?
Carr?
Yeah.
No.
Because there was like
12, everyone was lined up and set.
There was 12 seconds left when they I think they turned the ball over on downs, right?
Yeah, they
and it was the he had the dunk off to Jacobs.
Yes, he also on the spike. Now no one moved except for the one wide out who ran a 5 yard speed out who was wide ass open.
Yeah,
but like when you have enough time, like they had enough time to get up the line. Everyone was set. It wasn't rushed. You normally have a play for that. Normally you have two play calls in the huddle that you're fine for that or whatever. They work on this shit. No, I did not think they needed the spike there.
And
and it came back to bite him in the ass.
Yeah, the fourth down, I don't know if it was the play call.
Let the play develop.
Or just his decision making with where he tried. And he tried to gun it. You saw him. It was like oomph on it. It just, that was a poor decision to throw that ball where he threw it.
It did not.
Let Renfro make a goddamn move.
You got to at least put Zay the ball Jones in the hot end zone.
I mean, the Bengals deserve to win that correct game. Yes. I mean, but I still, the back door was very, very there.
Now, coming out of that game, the Bengals do have, they lost Ogunjobi.
Good player.
Is Mike Daniels. Do we know about him? Do we know about Trey Hendrickson?
Nothing on Trey. I did think the Bengals would be getting more than this.
Than the three?
Yes, I thought it'd be closer to five.
I don't know if people... I just don't know if how people feel about the Titans.
I mean, if Hendrickson's out, that Bengals defense is primed for a shredding.
Yes, if Trey Hendrickson's out.
If Henry's fucking all systems go, look at.
Then, like, because we're going to have a healthy A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
And Julio.
So, like, when after the Bengals game, I thought, okay, well, if we get Bengals at 5, I would like the Bengals. But looking at this line now, dude, I like the Titans here. I really do. If Hendrickson's out, I think that's fucking huge, man.
Oh, so Trey just has a concussion, right?
Yeah.
Normally they're out. You could get out of concussion protocols in a week, depending.
Yeah, you're saying out as in out of the protocol to be able to play. Yeah,
correct. Just like. We'll talk about it. We'll get there. I'll save it. We'll get there when we get there. Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, Bengals go down to they're gonna go down to Tennessee. 3-point dogs. I mean, how do you feel? That's your old guy.
Who's that?
Tannehill. You know him better than the rest of us.
I feel like that's light. I do. Like I said, I thought at least 5. I really did. 3.5, even looks like it's going to go down to 3. I lean Titans for sure.
Now, here's what we'll look at or I'll look at immediately. How and obviously there's going to be different things now that the Bengals have some injuries. Cincinnati's number 17 versus the run on defense. And that's if they have everyone healthy.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side, Tennessee's number 18 against the pass. And since he's number 2 offensive wise. So it'll be probably since he passed. Tennessee shouldn't have too bad weather.
I mean, Jamar Chase looks to be unguardable right now. It is absurd.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They didn't even have to use the other two.
No.
So we'll see with that one. If it gets to 3.5, I think I'm got to see what the injuries are, but I tend to lean to the Bengals for some reason. I mean, and I talked about this before we got on. It's because I watched the Steelers beat Titans a few weeks ago.
It's another good teaser weekend.
And obviously, I don't think the Steelers this year.
Well, I think it's we haven't seen the Titans with Derrick Henry in a long time now. But it's a situation where, like, if the Bengals get behind, you have faith in them. Even though the Titans are equipped to play with the lead, you have faith in the Bengals to come back. If the Titans get behind or go down early, I don't know if they have the tools to come back the way the
Bengals are. It is now 3.5, by the way.
You get that play action going, man. I mean, they did it against the Niners without Derrick Henry.
That game was weird, too.
Yeah.
The Saturday night game, it was a blowout from start to finish.
Yeah, that stunk.
Bills went down, scored. Josh Allen had a long run. I mean, that was... Pats were moving the ball. Fucking Mac got out of the park. Pocket had a nice little run. It was the interception.
Yeah.
Once that interception
pretty
happened.
Pretty damn good ball, too.
And then they went down, and it was 14-0. That was it.
That stunk.
Yeah, it did. Josh Allen, I love Josh Allen. Huge Josh Allen guy.
Yeah.
And that one was never close.
Bills did a good job of mixing in the run, too. They didn't rely too much on Allen or too much on his arm. Singletary was getting it, and he was feeling it, too. He was getting up in, like, Hightower's face and Barmore's face. It was good to see them not back down and be little brother anymore.
The complete domination from the Bills' offense was the was the surprising part.
Now we got fucking...
Oh.
This is it, dude.
That is... This is the matchup of all matchup. Yeah. Obviously... Another one where it actually was close for a quarter and a half. The fact that it was tied with 5 minutes left in the first half was a goddamn miracle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everyone pretty much knew what that game was going into. We just saw it play out 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. That was the Colts' fault. Steelers should have never been there.
Yeah, and it's fun to say, oh, Ben, one more time. You know, let's go out there, shock the world. But I think we all knew.
I mean,
I would have had a much better.
TJ Watt scored that touchdown. It was pretty electric that there was a thought.
Yeah, felt great about it. There was a thought, second.
But then it was the offense goes back out on the field and averages 1.7 yards a play.
What
was pretty brutal to watch.
Where's James Washington been in the goddamn cell?
I don't know.
He's made catches. Chase Claypool does not know how to fucking catch a football. He is. What happened?
He goes up. He jumps.
He jumps and the ball's like.
He jumps, and I don't know if he tries to do a backflip every time he catches the football, lands on his back every single time.
Like, it takes a bump like he's in a wrestling ring.
James Washington made some nice catches.
The one deep ball, he fucking jumped as high as he could, but then tried to catch it at his waist.
I don't think they love James Washington's route running. It seems like he's only got two routes, a deep dig, but you could say the same about Claypool. It's not like he's fucking burning up the route tree.
Juju looked good.
Juju, I hope Juju's back.
Four more years. Hell yeah.
They're out though. Chiefs used up. Tell you what, Chiefs used up all their good plays.
A lot of good plays.
They used up.
Great plays.
Weekly
special came through.
Yeah.
Not just the big man catching the touchdown, but that had already hit obviously in the earlier game. But Kelsey throwing that TD pass was massive for the weekly special.
Yep. Should keep that one in your back pocket, Andy. So now we get Bills at Chiefs. The line was 2.5. It's not up right now for some. Oh no, it is. It's back up. 2.5. That's the Sunday nighter.
That's Sunday night?
That's the Sunday. Well, 6:30. 6:30 on Sunday. 2.5 is the line. 54.5 is the total.
Good luck.
I think you could probably tell. I think we know before we know where we're going on this.
Yeah.
Well, not together.
No, definitely not.
We will be separate on this game.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where are you going, Tony?
I'm a big Bills guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a firm believer in fucking
Gumpy's big Chiefs guy.
You got to beat the man.
To be the man.
Yep.
Where do you think, Mitt?
I'm thinking offense 54 is what you said. That's low as hell. Over.
Oh. I thought you were going to say it's high as hell.
No. These two offenses, what do you mean?
Here's the thing. I think the offenses are comparable, and I think the Bills have the better defense. That's my thinking in this one. That's the only thing. That's my only thinking here.
What was the score when they played earlier this year?
Bills put it on them, right? No. But that was when the Chiefs were bad.
Did they?
I mean, I could. I'm not positive.
I can't remember.
I thought it was pretty handedly. Bills 38-20.
For the Bills?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit.
It was
in Arrowhead.
That's concerning.
It was 24-13 at half. And then the Bills scored 14 in the second, and the Chiefs scored they went up 31-13.
KC had four turnovers.
There you go. Kansas City using that McKinney out of the backfield, I do like.
McKinnon, yeah.
Yeah.
I was not thrilled to see the fucking corpse of Jerick McKinnon running all over the field, but good for him, I guess.
He's finally back, dude. I mean, was Jerick McKinnon the one who was in Minnesota and then got paid all the money by San Francisco?
Yes.
And never played because he was hurt?
Christ, this guy's been in the league for 30 years.
He's a talented
He has not played in three fucking years.
Yeah, he's talented. He was hurt.
It's good to go.
He's talented, though. He's hurt. He's talented.
Josh Gordon, healthy scratch.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't really done much since getting back on that team. That's the game. That's going to be a good ball game, right?
Let's hope so. Let's hope.
Now we go to Sunday, 1 o'clock. Same game parlay. That was Pat and AJ and the boys, and that one missed by half a yard. That's tough. That's super tough. But as I said earlier, FanDuel is refunding everyone who was in on that one, all 69,000 people. So that's fucking huge.
Yeah. Good people over there.
Good people over there at FanDuel Sportsbook. Jalen Hurts can't throw the ball.
Yeah, he was off.
Game plan might have been a little weird.
He was banged up, too. He left in a walking boot. What,
Bucks did not look like a well-oiled machine early.
No. Was it D-Butt who said today?
Probably.
Whoever wins this game tonight, I will take against the Bucks.
Sign me up as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, D-Butt did say today that he doesn't think either of the teams playing tonight give them a shot against the Bucks. I disagree.
Yeah. I think that was a layup for the Bucks just because it was the Eagles.
Also, I think the Rams match up well because of the Bucks secondary.
Yep.
So the lines are out.
If you can throw the ball, what it has right now, if the Cardinals win tonight, they're getting 6 points in Tampa Bay.
It's a lot of points.
Come on. Six?
Yeah, the Eagles were getting 8. You don't think the Cardinals are 2 points better than the Eagles?
Rams are getting 4.
Rams are getting 4 if they go to Tampa. Rams handled the Bucks pretty well.
At home, yeah.
Early in the year. That's early in the year. But once again,
you can throw the ball, Tampa's secondary is the issue, right? And those guys were open, dude. The Eagles, hit those guys, why are you not going to Smith at all? What happened?
I don't know.
They literally didn't go to him till what? The end of the half? Third quarter?
Tell you what, I'm a big Goddard fan as well.
Yeah, he's very
good. He's a bull in a china shop, dude.
That one bad drop. Not that it would have mattered, but...
No, I tend to agree with you.
Yeah. Unless, if Fournette's playing, it changes things, obviously. But what's to say he is?
Yeah.
You know?
He probably will.
Worse being out would be massive.
Huge.
What's his Jensen's not healthy?
Huge. Yeah, if you get pressure up the middle with Aaron Donald on Tommy,
yeah,
that's the situation.
Yeah.
No, I
and the Rams and the Cardinals aren't teams that need to run the ball.
No.
Right?
Cardinals like to run the ball. Cardinals run the ball, but I don't think they absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Eagles
have to run the ball to play good.
Correct.
And that's what the Bucs can do, is stop the run.
So yeah, that one will either be Rams plus the 4 at the Bucs or Cards plus the 6 at the Bucs. Depending on what goes on tonight.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Go on.
I assume this is true. Like, say I bet on the Cardinals plus 6 right now and they lose tonight. I assume that bet's voided.
You would hope so.
I would assume that bet is voided. Niners go up early. They dominated early. They did their fucking damnest to let the Cowboys back in that fucking game, dude. They tried. Fucking Trent Williams and... This is on Jimmy Garoppolo. He should be looking over there and be like, okay, Trent Williams is set. Now I can snap the fucking ball. They did their fucking best. A lot of the a lot of mathematicians out during that game.
Oh yeah,
questioning Kyle Shanahan.
Everyone was fucking when Big Mike kicked the field goal. Turned out to be a great decision.
Turns out you make sound football decisions.
Yeah.
Sometimes it turns out how's it supposed to.
Yeah.
But no, I think Cowboys fans are disappointed and they're a little frustrated with how the game ended and stuff like that. The Niners dominated the first three quarters.
Yeah, Dak didn't play great either. Game. I'm not talking about the play calling. Dak played terrible for
a long stretch. Dak's been playing like that for quite a long time against good football teams.
Niners run defense is very good. Now, this upcoming game where they are 4.5-point dogs going into Green Bay, you don't have Fred Warner and Bosa. That is a big issue.
They'll both be in.
Fred Warner has tweeted that he seems like he's going to be all right.
He wanted to go back in yesterday. They wouldn't let him in.
And Bosa's dad said he's good. He also has a concussion. Seems like they'll be all right. Now, here's the thing. This game is pretty simple in Niners my mind.
Secondary is shit.
Okay, yes,
like correct. That deep ball to Cooper for that touchdown. Come on,
yes. Dude. Can they get pressure on Aaron with four so that they give the secondary some help?
How they get pressure on Dak yesterday with Bosa out with four was incredible. Those other guys are very underrated.
Yeah.
Very.
But we watched them almost end Matt Ryan's career.
Dude, there was a time where they subbed out all four of their fucking defensive linemen, brought four random-ass guys in that I've never seen, and they got pressure in 2 seconds.
Yeah, the Cowboys O-line's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be the best in the fucking league. They've played together like 3 times this whole fucking year. One of them was that game, too. What the fuck?
Definitely didn't hear back from a lot of loud Cowboys fans yesterday.
That is kind of... 49ers get pressure with four, and can they run the ball? So I looked.
It's open at 5.5.
I looked yesterday because the narrative has been that for the last few years that the Green Bay Packers can't stop the run, and I went yesterday to see if they are any better this year. They are currently ranked 31st in the NFL in yards per rush given up. So can Debo, can Mitchell? Can they fucking run the ball? Can they control the clock?
I can't believe I had no idea that Mitchell got the ball 27 times.
Me either.
Yesterday. I was shocked to see that this morning.
Debo got a bunch of carries too.
The pitch right back, like at straight back,
10 the game, or
is unbelievable how that works. Like Jimmy literally pitches it to Debo straight back. It
says here,
yeah,
fucking do something with it.
I worry about, Jimmy in the cold feels like there
Jimmy
could be
Jimmy in the cold's
some,
a thing.
There could be some flubs coming out. Is that hand good?
I hate that I...
This is a tough game. This is a tough game.
I need to... As the week goes on, we'll do the tidbits and stuff like that. We'll see how are the one seeds, ATS off the bye, stuff like that.
This is what we always do, though.
What's that? Juice up the puppies?
This is what we're doing with the Bengals with the Titans because we haven't seen the Titans play.
Correct. In the week,
right?
Yeah, I think the Titans and the Packers are two different teams. I could be wrong, though. I could be fucking wrong.
The Packers are the favorites to win the Super Bowl, obviously, but...
Titans are a good team.
Titans are a very good football team, but nobody wants to say it.
Titans are a good football team.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
No, they don't.
Right?
And they haven't been
like
healthy
their defense
all year,
has been good this year
they haven't
too.
Been healthy
remember how
at
bad
all.
Their defense was last year?
Also, what's his name is going to get some run from Houston, who hasn't the linebacker who went up there.
Has he not played?
He played the last week of the year, I believe. But other than that, this is divisionals as far as football is concerned is the best.
Yeah.
Weekend of football.
Absolutely.
All the other weekends, very exciting. Divisional's my favorite weekend.
Yeah, because then you go after this weekend to get down to the nitty-gritty, dude.
What time are the games on Saturday? 4 and 8 again? And then 3 and 6 on Sunday? Yeah.
Yeah.
4:30, 8:15. I'm slightly more excited for the Sunday slate.
What's the early game Sunday?
It'll be the Rams in Tampa, or whoever in Tampa.
And then the late game is
Bills and Chiefs.
What's Packers Niners Saturday night?
Yeah.
Whew, Jesus.
We get started at 4:30 with Bengals Titans.
I mean, you know what I'm gonna do in this game. I'm
Which one?
The Niners.
What are you gonna do? You're a Niners guy. You love Raji though too.
I do love Raji. I bet with the Packers all year, but 4.5. I don't know. That is a fucking game, dude. That's the one, like, out of anybody that just feels like a bad matchup for the Packers. Not, I don't think their run, I think their run defense is a lot better than it was. I think their defense is a lot better than it was.
Now, I said to Ty earlier in the week, I said, I think you want all the favorites to win this weekend so that Packers get Rams at home.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
They, I feel like they much rather would have played the Rams at home than the Niners.
Absolutely.
But here we are.
That's football, baby.
That's football.
That's football.
Let's go to the ice. That's not football. Oh, Sharks are already up 1-0. Coyotes are up 1-0.
Good teams.
Coyotes.
Fucking good teams, dude.
Are we doing
first
tonight?
Time that's huh? been said together.
Are we
together.
Doing tonight?
First time that's mean? Been we said already together do? In how many years?
Oh, fuck, you're right. Tonight. Jesus, Jesus Christ.
Fucking football game tonight.
Jesus, Anthony.
I'm going to the ice.
Got so excited about the goddamn ice tonight. Tonight.
Fucking.
Before you go tonight.
What the fuck?
Before you go tonight, can I go through a couple of the weekly specials that are still alive?
Yeah.
If you were yes. riding on a few of them this weekend.
Absolutely,
Paul. Any game from Wild Card Weekend to go to overtime, still
alive. Wait, did it already go over? Did Mike? Go ahead, continue.
Any player to have either 200-plus receiving yards or rushing yards, plus 450, still alive.
Okay.
Each team score one plus passing. Each team score one plus passing TD
awesome.
In the Wild Card Weekend games, still alive, plus 1,100. And yeah, that's it. That's all. Those are all the specials that are still left.
How many points have been scored so far?
All the Grand Salami.
Yeah.
Just check your thing. It should be on FanDuel, right?
No, it doesn't say how many have been scored so far.
It doesn't. Hasn't said it's cash though.
There was a lot of blowouts though. That is not good. That is not good for the unders.
Oh yeah. Jeez.
I would assume I'm already fucked.
You think you're dead? Wouldn't it say? It'd say you're dead if you're dead.
Would it say if I'm dead if I'm dead?
Yeah. Wouldn't still be alive.
It might let them finish. I'm not sure.
So we got 45 plus 57, 64 plus 63. Those are high scores there. 46 plus 40. 258 and 289.5. So I need under 30
some points tonight.
Fucking 9-6 piece. need under 30 all some right, points all tonight.
Boys.
Tonight's game. I got, there's a prop out there. It might have been a boost. It's a boost. I'm taking Rams and Cardinals to each score one passing touchdown and one rushing touchdown.
Hell yeah. Let's get it. Now let's cash that weekly special.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be on the Cardinals plus the 3.5.
Yeah.
They are 6-0 this year as dogs.
Yep.
They are 8-1 straight up in ATS on the road. I don't know. Just feels like cards tonight for me.
Yeah, Rams only covered 3 of their last 10 as a favorite.
Okay.
1 of 5 as a playoff favorite.
Okay.
This matchup, 6 out of 7, the dog has covered and the away team has covered.
Okay.
I mean, cards is a road dog. You said it. I mean, their fucking stats are incredible.
Kyler Murray.
Do I worry about Kyler laying an egg?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's a worry.
Sure. Do I feel better about Kyler than I do about a untimely Matthew Stafford pick 6?
I am taking Stafford to throw an interception at minus 122.
We're taking cards D special teams to get a fucking flyer.
What is that, plus 500?
Let me see.
I mean, you know what's going to happen. No matter which quarterback doesn't play well, it's a turn off the lights situation.
Turn off the lights. Arizona D special teams is plus 600.
Plus 600?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's flyer.
Flyer.
Flyer. Put me down.
We're taking flyers.
Let the record show that's a flyer.
Let the record show we got a flyer. Dirty Gertie gave me a little nugget.
What do you got?
Van Jefferson has scored a touchdown in each of the games against the Arizona Cardinals this season.
Mm-hmm.
And fun little fact, if you don't remember, his dad is the wide receiver coach on the Cardinals. Yep. So if you like maybe some Van Jefferson props tonight.
The old spit in your face family revenge game.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What are you talking about?
You spit in your dad's mouth when you score a touchdown.
Kyler Murray's over under is 40 for rushing yards.
What's Cardinals' money line?
Like a lot. Cards' money line is plus 150. Oof. I also think 48.5 might be a lot.
What do you got, Mitt?
I've been looking at this, and I'm really due to hit a same game parlay.
Hey, baby.
You son of a bitch. You're due.
We all are.
After this weekend, you're going to come in here with a year due?
I mean, I threw all the ones that you guys put together. I threw a couple myself. I didn't hit fucking one. So we're going to go Odell Beckham anytime touchdown. I really like that. Yeah. Kyler Murray under 255.5 passing yards. Bad. Duh, he's going to hit that. Or he's going to go under that. This and then Los Angeles Rams money line.
This is not a hype boy parlay. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, it is the Odell touchdown.
Odell Beckham, Beckham touchdown.
You can't have nothing. Kyler under in hype boy play.
Oh, come on. You can.
It's all overs when you're a hype boy. There's no unders allowed.
It's true. 100% true.
Well, this is the first under I've thrown in probably about a month. So.
But good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you and your family.
Thank you. Good luck to you guys.
Do we have defensive props tonight, you said?
You know what? Fuck it. Give me Cards money line plus 150.
Wow.
Fuck the points. Fuck the points, Tony. Let's win a ball game. JJ Watt's back. Oh, yeah. JJ Watt for a sack as well.
I respect what you did there.
Yeah.
He didn't come out with Fort Minor in the video, though. I was kind of disappointed. Aww,
he knew what he was doing.
But I like your style there, Gump. I will stick with points, but I like your I like your moxie.
Fucking Buddha's 5.5 for tackles.
That's high, isn't it?
Tackles and assists 5.5. I don't know. Chandler Jones to record a sack minus 124. Vaughn Miller to record a sack minus 112. Aaron Donald to record a sack minus 164. JJ Watt to record a sack plus 134.
Yeah. That's fucking the one, dude. Are you kidding me? Think he's coming back not to sack somebody?
Jalen Ramsey to get a pick plus 580. I might go punt first drive result. Let's feel each other out, boys.
Is that the favorite? It's got to be the favorite.
It is. Minus 115.
Minus 115.
Pretty good,
though. Usually it's like minus 150, minus 160.
It's fucking, I ain't going punt first drive result in a dome. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Jalen Ramsey to record an interception plus 580. I'm definitely taking that.
There's the hype boy we know.
There we go.
That's the hype boy.
That's the sweet pick, dude.
Fucking sweet pick, dude.
Fucking sweet, dude.
All right, so tonight... Us in here, we're on the cards.
Yep.
You on the cards. Nick's on the cards. Mitt's got Rams money line. I'm also taking the boost. One passing, one rushing by each team.
I like both boosts. I like the other boosts as well.
What was it?
Cooper Kupp to have 100-plus receiving and Kyler Murray to have 40-plus rushing.
I feel like 40 rushing is a lot, but he has gone over that total in each game that they've played this year.
He scampers, man.
He'll scamper.
He will boogie.
Ooh. Ooh. Go ahead. No. I don't know who's
football related.
I don't know
this
who's
football related, so go ahead.
It's not football related?
No.
Okay.
I just saw a boost on here.
Okay. I'll go into the parlay section because I know I'm gonna love this one. You go to parlay 5 because that's always the best one. You go here, pick of the night. Cardinals plus 6.5 and under 58.5 points is minus 105.
It's not bad.
Bingo, bango, bongo. And now I'm out of money in my account. No more bets.
It's a good day.
Good day.
It's a good day.
Anyone else? What was your
who? Oh, there's a college basketball boost. Indiana and Delaware both to win plus 170.
You on it?
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't we just, now that we're done with football.
Yeah. I mean, you wanted to fucking get to the ice before the NFL playoffs, so maybe we go to the fucking
hockey. No, segue. You already segued into college basketball, so let's just go there.
Fire them off.
Texas Southern, money line at Jackson State.
Okay.
Texas Southern's covered 19-26. Norfolk State, money line at Maryland Eastern. Spartans have covered 17-22. Delaware, money line at Northeastern. So Indiana's minus 8 at Nebraska. I wouldn't lay the points there, but that boosts Delaware and Indiana to win. I like Mercer, money line at Citadel. Road teams covered 4 or 5.
This guy.
Citadel's covered 1 or 7. I actually didn't fucking go against Army and Navy on the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, pal.
There you go. Wyoming plus 2.5 at Nevada. This line stinks to high hell. I don't know. Wyoming's getting points. They've been covering machines lately. Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
We got a fucking tongue twister here. Bethune-Cookman?
Yeah, Bethune-Cookman.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Moneyline at Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the matchup of the night, if not the week.
Yeah.
I'll take Cookman Moneyline.
Bethune-Cookman.
Mr. Cookman Moneyline.
They used to play Florida State in football every year.
Pine Bluff? What is that, a golf academy?
No, Arkansas Pine Bluff, dude.
Yeah, they're better known as APB. Florida A&M minus 5.5 at Mississippi Valley State.
Why?
Rattlers covered 5 of 7 road games. San Jose State's catching 8.5 at home against UNLV. San Jose State's 5-2 against the spread at home. Rebels have covered 9 of their last 30 and haven't covered on the road in 5.
Really?
And to finish off the night, I will take plus 2. Cal Baptist at home versus Seattle. Seattle's covered 1 of 5 on the road.
Got it, baby. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Let's go get him tonight,
baby. I need a fucking night, dude.
Let's go get him.
Fucking water for a week.
Let's go get him.
Need one.
Well, maybe now that fucking even Steven Otter's back, that's what you need.
Maybe he was my good luck charm all along.
Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, boys.
Let's go to the ice.
Let's go to the ice.
Get to the fucking
ice. Much anticipated NHL slate tonight, okay? How many more games we got tonight?
There are 4 more games on the evening. I'm going to pick 3 of them. The Chicago Blackhawks go into Seattle.
What about the 5:07 game? You know, I've touched that one.
That's the game I'm talking about as we speak.
Tommy.
This is a minus 110 pick 'em here.
Yeah, it is.
The Hawks have scored 3 or more goals now in 6 of the last 9 games. Filling the net at a good pace. The Kraken have now lost 9 in a row. Marc-Andre Fleury, I believe, is 3-0 in his last 3 starts. I will take the Hawks on the road in the crack house.
Hawks on the road in the crack house.
You heard me.
I mean, I'm not a Kraken guy anymore.
Oh, you're off that wagon.
Been off that wagon for fucking 2 months, dude.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Tony, I bought you the hat.
Yeah, where's the toque?
It's right here.
Bought you the toque.
Put the toque on, dude. Put the toque on and back the fucking
It's not
Kraken.
My team anymore.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be tough to make the playoffs in your first year in existence. You lose 9 in a row.
They've lost 9 in a row?
Yeah.
No, I had a beef with someone on the internet. That beef was put to bed and back to my city team.
Oh, you're on the Guinos.
Yeah, obviously.
He's back, baby.
He's back.
The next game, the New York Islanders at home against the Flyers. I will be taking the Islanders 60-minute money line at minus 120.
That's a good pick.
Flyers have lost 7 in a row. The Isles have won 3 of their last 4. Flyers are just a total clusterfuck right now. Islanders are figuring it out a little bit. I think they're too far down there in the points to make a playoff run, but they're still a lot of prideful guys on that team. They want to win some games.
Hell yeah.
And finally, the Predators on the road at the St. Louis Blues. St. Louis won 7 of the last 10. They're 15-4-2 at home. They're unbelievable on home ice.
Hello, Blues.
Preds are coming off 2 straight losses. They were on a good run there for a while. They were leading the division at one point. They've kind of come back down to earth a little bit. I'm going to take the Blues at minus 134 on the money line on home ice.
What about the night game?
I'm going to see how it plays out. Pens at Golden Knights. Rusty, I believe, is a game time decision.
Rusty's back.
Brian Rusty?
Potentially. That would be huge for the Pens.
You're not taking the Guinos?
No, you know, we'll see how this one goes.
They've been struggling
on
the road.
Hey, it's tough barn.
No, the Knights have been struggling, dude.
Well, the Guinos got smacked.
They're 7-2 in their last 9 road games. Is that struggling?
By who? Who did they get smacked by, Gump?
The Kings.
The
right?
Kings, who are second place in the Pacific Division. I mean, pretty
I don't
good
give
team.
A shit where they're at.
Pretty good team.
Fuck why they Kings, get? Dude. Have they bounced back after
the
getting
boys had a couple pops at the hotel
the
bar in fucking hotel?
That'll
California.
Happen.
Fucking excuses.
They won fucking 2-1 last night.
Well, then
night,
what are we
overtime.
Doing? Why are we betting them?
Some laying
he's,
off.
He's seeing. He's letting it fucking. He's feeling it out, dude.
They're on a back to back.
When do they play? My weekend is blurring. It was Saturday night. Sorry.
So no, they're not on a back to back.
They were in San Jose on Saturday night.
Is everyone okay?
Did they beat?
Are we all right?
Yeah, they won in overtime. Fucking Crosby set up Gensel.
When the Knights last play?
What are you trying to figure out here?
I'm trying to find the side.
What's your angle?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure
angle?
Out what the angle is.
You know the side.
This is prime time hockey. We have
you
to
know
bet.
The side.
We have to bet this game.
It's the Pens. It's the Pens.
After the adrenaline and exhaustion of yesterday.
Oh,
and that
Knights have lost to the Leafs and Blackhawks back to back.
Knights got some things to figure out.
Give me the Guinos. Money
Dude,
line.
You Guinos. Guinos.
What are we doing?
What are you talking? What are you all me for?
This is your team. You just said you got rid of the crack and bet the Guinos money line.
I'm on the Guinos right. tonight, dude.
Good bet.
I've always been on the Guinos tonight. What are we talking about?
That's what I've been saying. That's all right. What I've been saying.
Let's go to the professional hardwood.
Fucking guy. Just lay off the Citadel, all right?
Excited, though.
Wizards beat the Sixers today.
James Harden has
Hornets
to be
beat
traded.
The Knicks. No, he didn't. Did he really?
He said he wouldn't mind relocating.
Celtics beat the Pelicans. That's a mid special. Cavs are beating the Nets. That's a mid special.
Hurt.
Grizz are up on the Bulls, huh?
What's
Bulls
James Harden's deal?
You got anything in the NBA for the rest of the day?
Yeah, my NBA night is starting at 6 o'clock. We got the Atlanta Hawks plus 5.5. Milwaukee Bucks have been struggling as of late. I think the Hawks are going to – Hawks could give them a game here. I think the Hawks could win this one outright.
Okay, let's go.
I like the Miami Heat minus 3 at home against Toronto. Oh, yeah. I like the Phoenix Suns minus 4 going into San Antonio. And then, I don't know if this is the best bet, and I don't love coming back in here and jumping right on this.
Okay.
But the Lakers, whenever they struggle and LeBron gets mad, usually.
He did tweet it out. He tweeted out, we're going to be better.
And they're plus 4.5 tonight. I mean, I'm taking the Lakers. I'm going to probably take a money line. I think you
should. Who would Otter be if he didn't come back in and take that?
It's a good bet. It's a good bet.
It's a great bet.
Can you parlay OBJ anytime touchdown? Lakers money line.
Yes.
And I think you need one more to complete the hype boy trifecta.
James Madison.
Hold on. Let's put the hype boy trifecta together.
I think it might be the last one might be Penguins money line, right? Because LeBron owns part of the Penguins.
He does own
part. I think you just fucking pieced it together, Pop.
All right.
Son of a bitch has done it.
Lakers money line, OBJ to score a touchdown, and the Pens money line is plus 1241 on the parlay. That's the hype boy fucking parlay of the night.
Here
that's
we
the
go.
Best bet I've ever heard.
That is.
And a baby, Mitt. All right. Is there footy anymore?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
La Liga, Espanol, draw no bet at Cadiz.
Sure.
And then Chelsea has not been looking their best of late, but they are minus 130 against Brighton on the money line tomorrow.
You're liking Chelsea.
I believe in Chelsea. Turning things around.
I believe in the shield.
Yeah. Minus 130 is a very good number to get Chelsea money line at tomorrow, my friend.
Hey, how about that Nice win over Nantes?
That was.
I mean, fucking. I hate to
say
it.
Nice over Nantes. I mean, we were talking about it all weekend.
Nice is one of the better teams in league.
You're saying Nice is nice.
Nice is nice. Nantes. Jim Nantes isn't bad, though.
You ever been to Nice? It's beautiful.
I mean, I've never been to Europe. No,
but you pay fucking the queen.
Yes. I mean, I would love to go someday, but.
Okay. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. More titty bits
More what?
Titty bits.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
What's what'd you say, you?
Two cities.
Holy fuck. We'll be back tomorrow.
Off the rails.
We'll recap tonight's game.
Come
we
on,
will
cards.
Continue to preview
on,
the divisional weekend, figure out injuries and shit like that. We'll fucking break down everything.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Hope everybody wants some money this weekend.
It's footy all week, every day this week.
Let's fucking go.
Get some picks in there. Footy's we'll been good bunch. Lately.
I'll be back on college basketball tomorrow. Probably NHL, too.
Hell yeah. On the Guinos tonight.
Well, yeah, Guinos tonight, obviously.
And the Kraken?
No, not the Kraken. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. You guys are the best.
Hell yeah.
You guys are the best.
Hell yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. YouTube.com/HammerDon. At HammerDon on Twitter and Instagram. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Don.